Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Endurance: A Year in Space. A Lifetime of Discovery is Scott Kelly's memoir of becoming an astronaut and completing a record-setting American year-long mission aboard the International Space Station. Written with Margaret Lazarus Dean, the book combines spaceflight narrative, military aviation memoir, family history, and reflection on human exploration. Its central subject is not only the technical achievement of living in orbit for 340 days, but the sustained personal discipline required to survive confinement, risk, bodily deterioration, and separation from Earth. Kelly moves between his difficult New Jersey upbringing, his years as a Navy pilot and test pilot, NASA selection, earlier shuttle and station missions, and the long-duration expedition that made him a key subject in research on human adaptation to space. The book aims to make spaceflight concrete and human, showing how extraordinary missions depend on routine work, institutional trust, physical resilience, and emotional control. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a dual timeline connects a difficult childhood to long-duration spaceflight. The memoir is structured around two forms of endurance: the immediate strain of a year on the International Space Station, and the longer process by which Kelly became capable of undertaking it. This structure matters because the book does not present astronaut achievement as a sudden expression of innate brilliance. Kelly describes a youth marked by instability, academic underperformance, and uncertainty, then traces the gradual formation of discipline through aviation, military standards, and exposure to books such as The Right Stuff. The alternating timeline allows readers to see the space mission as the result of accumulated habits rather than isolated heroism. His path through naval aviation, test pilot training, and NASA selection also emphasizes how spaceflight depends on a tolerance for repetition, correction, and institutional evaluation. The personal history gives the orbital chapters more weight. The reader understands that the capacity to handle isolation, danger, and monotony was built over decades. This makes the memoir less a simple adventure account than a study of how competence is formed under pressure. Secondly, the International Space Station appears as both laboratory and hostile habitat. One of the book's strongest contributions is its detailed rendering of the International Space Station as an environment that is technically sophisticated yet constantly uncomfortable. Kelly presents orbit not as a clean futuristic setting, but as a confined workplace filled with maintenance demands, exercise schedules, experiments, alarms, repairs, and mundane frustrations. The body becomes part of the mission hardware without gravity. Muscles weaken, bones lose density, fluids shift, sleep changes, and daily exercise becomes a medical necessity rather than a fitness choice. The memoir also explains why ordinary tasks become operational problems. Eating, sleeping, washing, using the toilet, handling tools, and moving through modules all require procedures shaped by microgravity and limited resources. This emphasis gives the book practical realism. Space exploration is shown as an ongoing negotiation with an environment that is indifferent to human needs. By focusing on routine labor as much as spectacular moments, Kelly makes clear that long-duration spaceflight is sustained by maintenance, patience, and thousands of small acts of precision. Thirdly, isolation is presented as an emotional and ethical burden, not just loneliness. Endurance treats separation from Earth as more than homesickness. Kelly repeatedly shows that the psychological difficulty of spaceflight includes the knowledge that one is physically unable to respond to events at home. This theme is especially clear in his reflections on family, relationships, and the earlier mission during which Gabrielle Giffords, his twin brother Mark's wife, was shot while he was still in orbit. The emotional problem is not merely missing loved ones. It is being locked into a mission architecture where personal emergencies cannot be met with ordinary human action. The book, therefore, complicates common images of astronauts as detached professionals. Kelly has to remain useful to the crew and mission while carrying private concern, fatigue, and uncertainty. This gives the memoir a sober account of professionalism under constraint. It also explains why psychological preparation for Mars and other long missions cannot be reduced to morale slogans. Communication delays, distance, confinement, and helplessness create burdens that mission planning must treat as real operational risks. Fourthly, training, teamwork, and international systems turn individual courage into survival. Although the memoir is centered on Kelly's personal experience, it consistently shows that spaceflight is collective. His survival depends on NASA procedures, Russian training, ground control, engineers, doctors, crewmates, and decades of institutional learning. The book pays attention to preparation in simulators, emergency drills, language and cultural adaptation, and the need to trust people who may be thousands of miles away or from different national programs. This perspective distinguishes the memoir from accounts that frame exploration primarily as solitary daring. Courage matters, but it is not enough. the station remains habitable because teams anticipate failure and rehearse responses before crises occur. Kelly's background as a test pilot reinforces this logic. A test pilot learns to manage risk by respecting checklists, data, and disciplined communication, not by improvising recklessly. The memoir, therefore, offers a useful model of high-reliability work. Its account of leadership is practical: maintain competence, listen to specialists, control emotion under stress, and accept that no person fully masters a complex system alone. Lastly, the Shackleton parallel frames Mars exploration through human limits. The title deliberately echoes the history of Ernest Shackleton's Antarctic expedition. And the comparison gives the memoir a broader frame than one astronaut's career. Kelly reads the older survival story in orbit as a way to measure his own hardship against another era of exploration. The parallel is revealing because it avoids simple triumphalism. Shackleton represents endurance under extreme uncertainty, while the International Space Station represents a highly engineered but still dangerous frontier. Kelly uses this contrast to show how technology changes the form of risk without eliminating human vulnerability. The book also looks toward Mars, presenting the year-long mission as a step in learning whether humans can withstand longer voyages beyond low Earth orbit. The implications are scientific, logistical, and moral. Future exploration requires knowledge of physical degradation, isolation, radiation exposure, crew dynamics, and return capability. By linking personal memoir to exploration history, the book asks readers to see Mars not as a fantasy destination, but as a test of whether human systems can be made durable enough for deep space. In conclusion, Endurance is best suited for readers who want a human-scale account of space exploration rather than a purely technical history of NASA. It will appeal to readers of astronaut memoirs, aviation narratives, leadership studies, and non-fiction about extreme environments. The practical benefit is a concrete understanding of how resilience is built through preparation, routine, teamwork, and emotional regulation, rather than through vague determination. The intellectual benefit is a clearer view of what long-duration spaceflight actually demands from bodies, families, institutions, and international partnerships. Compared with many space books, it stands out because it combines operational detail with unusual personal candor. Kelly does not only describe launches, spacewalks, and views of Earth. He also examines fatigue, confinement, medical monitoring, family helplessness, and the repetitive labor that keeps a station alive. The memoir also has a distinctive scientific context because his year in orbit was connected to research on human adaptation, including comparisons with his twin brother Mark Kelly. Its value lies in making exploration feel neither romanticized nor inaccessible. It presents space as a place where ordinary human needs become complex problems, and where ambition must be matched by systems, patience, and trust. If you would like to support Scott Kelly, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.